back, ladies and gentlemen. Trail Mix Podcast, Season 2, Episode 2, I think. Yeah. Yeah. You know, can't believe we're into Season 2. It's just mind-blowing. That's right. Hold on. Don't say another word. Why are you not... I'm so glad I looked at that. Okay. I think we got it. Okay, say something now.
Hello.
Ah, yes. Good deal. I look down at my, at the bottom of, so I use OBS to record our stuff. And at the bottom in the center, it gives me a readout of, it's basically sound levels. So I can tell when our sound is clipping, like it gets into the red. And if the whole bar turns red, that means I got way too much gain either on my mic or I got to turn your sound down a little bit, whatever. And I looked up and there's nothing on your sound. And I'm like, oh, darn it. I'm just glad I caught it at the beginning and not at the end.
Yeah, like 30 minutes in, I'm like, hey, no one's heard anything you said to it.
You're right. Yes, that makes for an extremely boring podcast when all you hear is one side of the conversation.
You're like, what's with that guy? Who's he talking to?
Yeah. Especially on the nights where, like, you do a bunch of talking and it's just, like, me on the other end going, oh, yep. Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. Totally.
This guy's pumped. We don't know what he's pumped about. He's pumped. Oh, maybe he's just enjoying the silence.
Yeah.
That was funny.
So go ahead.
Can we get?
Yep.
Oh, okay. So, when we talked earlier this week, we talked about, you were like, what do you want to talk about? So I was thinking about, like, living on faith, like, solely living on faith, like, what we talked about a lot. So what made me think about this was it's summertime in your church. In our church, I don't know. I think most churches are maybe, pardon me, good grief. I just finished dinner. So anyways, a lot of churches, I think during like the summertime, just like kicking in high gear, just like try to get as much accomplished as possible. I think probably particularly like if you live in like a lousy wintertime area like Montana or whatever, Wisconsin, probably the same. You just like summertime, kids are at school, you just got all these bazillion things you want to do and try to get done. Mission teams are coming and going. Our church is huge on getting college interns, particularly from Texas. Our pastor's from Texas, so I think it has something to do with that. So, anyways. I don't know what's going on with Texas. I mean, you used to go to Texas and everybody had that cool Southern Texas draw. And I don't know, maybe I think they're losing. Maybe not. But anyways, that's a whole other thing. We have to start pulling people from Georgia and get that accent up
there. There you go.
So anyway, you got all these interns and they do a ton of stuff around the church and they help out. We got day camps coming and everything. So you're probably like, what's this have to do with living on faith? So in the course of all this, we had this past week, family who are from here and then moved to Oregon. And now I think they're coming back. They're a mission team though. So this is where the faith part comes in. They gave up everything they have in Oregon. But they have a storage shed because he mentioned it a few times because they're like, oh, yeah, that's a storage. anyway, they live in this camper, and their mission in life is to go from right now is to go from like church to church, wherever they can go, and do whatever the church needs done. Like all our electrical sound stuff need to be redone. Mm-hmm. And they came and redid it. Huh. And they did it on a love offering and just solely whatever God provides. They ask nothing. Literally. There's a husband and wife, three girls, a dog, and a few cats, and a camper. And it's a nice camper. They just bought it in a Suburban. And they just live out of this thing. And they just go from church to church. So anyways, the other day, Friday, I was over there splitting wood. And I saw them. Well, Wednesday night, they came up front and told everybody what they're all about. So I was watching Friday. I was just like, there's parts in the parking lot. And they're just working. And I hadn't really talked to him at all. I had never talked to him up till Friday. I saw him at church. So Friday, splitting wood all afternoon. And obviously I had to use the restroom. So I'm inside. And they were there. Just like stuff tore apart. And they're just working like crazy. Husband and wife team. Absolutely incredible. Kind of reminded me a lot of me and my wife because like, I know we do a podcast and we get to talk for like 2 hours. People, let me tell you, it's about the most I talk all week. So, so he's super quiet. He's pretty reserved kind of guy. Seems like his wife is the front man, I think. Kind of like my wife is. Does all the computer work here on my end, whatever we can't figure out, or whatever ideas you come up with, you do. Anyways, so they make a perfect team. And I was just like, man, if I was doing what they're doing, what would I need and want? And I was thinking about it all day while I was cutting wood. It was just on my heart. I was like, you know what? I want to be fed. Someone would be super cool if someone fed me. So I was like, we're going to use the restroom, talk to him. And I was like, hey, you guys like food? I'm like, what do you guys do for food? And they're like, oh, we go to Walmart, because they're just cooking at camper, you know? Mm-hmm. I was like, I'm like, you guys want to like come to our house and have food? You guys like wild game? And they're like, yeah, we do. Like, what do you like? And they're like, their husband's just like, well, we like meat. And I was like, what kind of meat? I'm like, I literally have every species that you think of in Montana that you could eat. We let go. So, long story short, they come over. What's today? Sunday, Saturday. Came over last night. Was it last night? Last night. Yeah, I can't remember anything. Saturday night they came over, and we had dinner. Made elk backstrap steaks. I cooked all the backstrap I could find. I had two huge chunks. I kid you not. Like, one piece was this long, and the other piece was probably like this long. Cooked the entire anyways, so that was just cool. They get them out of the camper. They get, you know, get in a house or, you know, have real food and blah, blah. So they told us their whole story, which I can't completely all remember. But the gist of all this, when they asked me to pray, I was like, you gotta be kidding me. Because I'm like, I didn't know what to pray. Because I'm like, these guys are living my dream, right? So I'm just like, I don't know. It was a crazy prayer, but it was great. Mm-hmm. I'm like totally jealous of these people because they're just doing as much as I love being in the house and, you know, having this computer and all this hoopla. But I'm like, it could just be, I think it's absolutely fantastic to meet someone or a family, let alone someone who is like literally living out what it says in the Bible. Mm-hmm. It just totally blew my mind. Totally blew my mind. I never happened. They had no complaints. And, you know, they probably have, like, you know, some adjustments they have to make on a daily basis, probably. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, they were just the coolest, down to earth, normal people, just living literally day to day. No, I don't know. I would imagine they probably have, I'm just guessing it because I didn't ask, but I'm like, I'm sure they have, they probably have like a little money in the bank or something, you know? I don't know. So, but yeah, they just go from like church to church and help out free of charge. And they just, yeah, I don't even think they asked for a love offering or anything, but we took one up, you know, mm-hmm. It's the right thing to do. So, yeah. It was super cool. Like, you know, like, it's like the first time in my life. Like, when I took it, the offering note, it was like, I was so moved by these people. I just thought it was absolutely fantastic. So our church is an old warehouse. So it has a huge garage door. Like, you can, it's massive. I, like, my truck will fit in there, that big black one I have. you can drive in. So anyways, they had the garage door open. You get the cool air in. Anyways, I was, like, they were fixing the prayer. I just like got up, walked outside of my truck, got more money, came back in. I was like, man, these people, I just gave them everything I had. I was like, boom. I was like, this is, and I don't say that to like be bragging, but just to let you know like how moved I was by mm-hmm. what they're doing, actually doing what it says in the book, which is absolutely fantastic. So I couldn't, yeah, I was blown away by these people. And then last night, they were talking about breakfast burritos. At dinner, yeah. And I'm like, oh, wait. I'm like, my wife makes the best breakfast burritos I've ever eaten in her entire life. The bear sausage. You're like, what? So she made a dozen of them last night. They got 9 of them. And we got 3. Me and the boys each got one. My wife's like, how much should I take over there? And the boys like, I want one. I was like, well, I want one too. I'm like, take the rest over. So... I think my wife got a text message from them, said they were amazing and they were super they were just happy and I can't wait to come back. So I guess you're coming back. So I guess nice. Their goal is like start a camp somewhere between like Ovando and Lincoln. Anyways. So in this whole spiel, their names are Nathan and Emily Comer. And it is called At the Heart is the name of their mission deal. If that's, I wish my wife was here right now. She could help me out way more, but with this, because her and Emily, they talked pretty mm-hmm. much all night. So, Nathan and I, we chatted, but, I think Emily kind of runs the show. Nathan does the manual labor.
Mm-hmm.
And the guy knows what he's doing. I think he can do anything. It's pretty fantastic. So, yeah. So that's what I think about that. What are your thoughts? I mean, I wish you could have met these people. When they come back, we're having them on. We are having these guys on.
Yeah.
Blow your dome.
Absolutely. I don't care what day of the week it is, whatever, we'll make it happen.
And they have a YouTube channel also. I'm gonna see if I can find it real quick here.
That would be sweet. That if you could get me all of that, like their YouTube channel, their like any of their online presence, because that's something that I would like to start doing on our website is start plugging some of these people that are just inspiring, if nothing else. And plus, to just to get them some more exposure and things like that. So,
yeah.
Because like you said, I mean, we talk about, you know, living by faith and... you know, what it would be, what it could look like and different things of that nature. And pardon me, but to actually see it in action.
Yeah.
Is a totally different animal. And I wish there wasn't so many, you know, I like, how did they, I would be interested in knowing how they get, like, their story, like how they got into it and the decision making thing that went into it, and you know, all of that kind of stuff. 'Cause that's the thing with most Christian, and I include myself in this group, that you want to do that kind of a thing. You want to just say, okay, God, we're gonna let you completely lead, and we're gonna follow regardless.
Right.
But then you have these things in the back of your head, you know, like, how am I gonna provide for my family? How am I gonna put food on the table? How am I gonna, you know, a whole myriad of different things that start chipping away at that, at the confidence in that idea.
No, absolutely. I mean, 'cause like I think that's like doubt. Doubt creeps in and tells you that you can't do this. Or we get so relaxed and used to things that we do. It tells you right in the Bible, God's gonna take care of you. He's like, how much more important are you than the sparrows
That's
or
right.
the air or the wheat in the field? I'm totally paraphrasing. But these people are doing it. And I'm just like, oh my goodness, this is totally radical. I love it. And here's the kicker. Like his story, I'm telling you, like he's like next level, but it's like his story and my story, I'm telling you, are like almost identical. 'Cause like he was doing the same, like we were both doing the same thing. We're just like kind of dragging doing it, but like dragging our feet about it. You know what I mean? Like, yeah, we're doing it, da 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 da. But like he kept getting hurt all the time. Like he'd get kind of feel like, you'd stray just the hair too far from what you really, I'm granted you're dragging your feet, but then like he had some unbelievable. Yeah, well, the dude, he got hurt one time. Let's see, how many times I don't know. He had some like crazy injuries, like injuries I didn't know he could get. Like he like dislocated all his ribs. He ended up with gout. He ended up with He got hurt at work doing some stuff, just like got knocked out. And I'm like, dude, I'm like, you and I have the same story almost, except you've taken it to like the next level. I'm like, we're trying to get there, but it's like, and so I told him about my ladder incident. I'm like, yeah, we're just like, I got a message just popped on my screen because I texted my wife. I'm like, what's the name of that thing? I was trying to get the name of their ministry. Yeah, it just had a like he got a lot of just kept like getting beat up physically one way, could finally got they were like and they were trying to do different things. I'm like totally paraphrasing. I hope I'm not like destroying their story. But they tell much better than me because it's them. But finally, just like, all right, God, what do you want us to do? This is what we're gonna do. You know what I mean? So this is like me falling off the ladder and say, all right, we're done. We're done. We're gonna do whatever God wants us to do. I give up. I'm giving in. We're gonna follow. And that's what they did. And yeah, so I'm just like, I think it's the most fantastic thing ever. And just like you said, though, it's like doubt creeps in. Can I do this? I mean, how are we going to pay our bills? Da da da. I think about that too, because I'm like, I don't have a regular full-time job now, whatever. Like, if I'm not like working, pardon me, I'm working, I have a ministry to do also. So it's like, yeah. So it's like, no days off. I would try to keep Sundays for right now. I mean, Sundays of wintertime will be back on the table for deliveries and stuff, whatever you need. But yeah, it like almost defies logic. You just give up everything and just do. I mean, you had 12 disciples that they just dropped what they're doing, and walked off with Jesus. So.
And that's it. It's like right now. Like, there wasn't no, well, Okay, I'm gonna stay a fisherman, but I'll walk with you to the next town. And then no, it wasn't any of that. It just nope, drop the nets. I'm with him now.
These guys drove through three states to get here on a
Right?
whim. Hey, is there anything we can do for you? Yeah. Matter of fact, there is. And then it's still a big, they don't even ask for money, We don't ask for money. You want to talk about living on faith? Here's a deal. So Father's Day, was that last weekend?
I think.
So, yeah. So, every dad just, just kind of want to be pampered, I know it sounds silly, but it's like, just, have a day to yourself, hang out with your family, do whatever. My wife's like, hey, what do you want to do? So she's like, this is how our day went. We got up, and she's like, we're out of eggs. I'm gonna go get eggs. I'm like, okay, go get some eggs, then we'll figure out breakfast. Oh, because we got this huckleberry bread. You gotta get this. I gotta send you some, dude. It'll change your life. So like I know I told you earlier, like Jesus. Like one, two, three, Jesus, hammocks, huckleberry bread. Wow.
Yeah.
I'm telling you. So anyways, this bread is amazing. Imagine like cinnamon bread, just straight up like the best cinnamon bread, cinnamon swirl bread you can think of, but replace that with like huckleberries with like this some kind of like crazy, I don't even know what's on top of it. I don't even know where it came from. So, from manna from heaven. So, anyways, I made French toast out of this stuff. I took my secret recipe for French toast, boom, and went to huckleberry bread. Oh my word. I had like five slices. Yeah. And I was like, I felt like the biggest fat guy, but I was the happiest fat guy on the planet. So, anyways, well, my wife is gone. Oh, the week before this, like 2 weeks before this, some friends of mine that I've only met like one, I guess twice, I met them once in Yellowstone for the first time ever. And then they made rings. The husband, his name is Skyler, he made the rings for our wedding. When my wife still wears hers. I don't wear rings to begin with, so I still have mine. I'm sure she has it. I hope she still has it. Oh, so, anyways, they're like, hey, we're coming through Missoula. We'd like to see you guys. So I'm like, yeah, let me know when. So, like, Saturday night at like 11:23, I got a text from him, but I didn't get it till Father's Day morning. So I'm like checking my phone, reading the Bible verses for the day, and catching up, looking at my game camera photo. I got a game camera since photos with your phone. So I'm like looking at elk and deer, and I'm like, woohoo. So and then I see this message, and so I'm like, oh, didn't think anything of it. Brush my teeth and whatnot. And it was just on my brain. So I'm like, hey, check that one more time. And I saw the timestamp on it, and it said that he wanted to come today. So I looked at it, and I'm like, does he mean today? So I text him, like, you're coming today? Like Father's Day? Like today, today? And he's like, yeah. And he's like, is that okay? And I'm like, sure. So my wife gets home. She ran to the store to get some eggs. And I'm like, she's like, so what do I do today? And I was like, well, funny thing you should ask, because we're about to have a house full of people. She's like, what? So we had eight people and a dog show up, plus my clan. And and some of the like I his brother came with him and his clan. Like I'd never met his brother or anything, but like they see us on Facebook, like he's like, I cannot wait to meet Steven. So they get there and just like instant like that. We're just all friends. High fives and hugs, and so glad to meet you. And blah, blah. And literally they pulled in. Like all the food was ready, no joke. I mean, they're traveling. The food was ready. It was perfect. It was done. It was ready to go. We had elk burgers and mealy brats and mealy hot dogs and just they were so happy and just like we get to share. So now they're captive. you know, like we're all just not online anymore. Like everybody's in my house, which right. is so cool. I absolutely love that. I'm like, oh, you're just, you know, you see you on internet. So like you actually get to go to someone's house, you see on the internet all the time, you know? Mm. So we're all talking to each other and we get to share way outside with them and stuff. And we gave them our little packet of information and all the goodies that go along with it. And so, and then they go on their way. They're at a house for, I don't know, hour and a half. And then they leave and we're cleaning up. And then, like, a couple days later, you know, we're chatting. And, his brother's name is Sheck, like Shrek without the R. Oh. So, he's like us, dude. If the three of us were neighbors, nothing would get done. What a lot of wild and Jesus stuff would be going on, I'm telling you. Oh, man. I could hang with that guy all day. He would just, he's just as goofy as we are, if not more. I love it. So, so anyways, like a couple days later, I get a message from him. And he's like, what kind of wood splitter? He asked me about a wood splitter. And I'm like, I don't know. I was busy doing something. I didn't get a chance to answer it. And then he started sending me all these like weird pictures of like something else. And he's like, oh man, that wasn't for you. It was like a car carrier. He's like trying to like, I don't know. It must've been sending, trying to send to his wife or something, like buying a car carrier, like the top of the car or something. So there's a couple of pictures of car carriers and stuff. I'm like, that doesn't look like wood splitters, man. So finally he says to me, he's like, I get this text from him. He's like, would $1,000 be enough for a new wood splitter? And then he sat there and I looked out. I was like, what? And I even texted him like, what? What? And he's like, is $1,000 enough for a new wood splitter? I'm like, probably. I would imagine so. He's like, all right. He's like, when I get home, I'm going to send you the check to go get a wood splitter. I'm like, are you serious? They didn't even ask these people. They never asked and put it out there or anything. You want to talk about a God moment. Have right. faith. Yeah. I'm like, holy buckets. So I'm just reeling this week, dude. I'm telling you, like, ever since, I'm going to get a tattoo of a ladder. I have to get a tattoo of a ladder. All the cool, crazy, traumatic things or good things that happened in my life, I have ink for. I'm getting a tattoo of a Warner ladder that I belong on. Yeah, I'm doing it. Changed my life for the better, for the greater. But mm-hmm. It's great. It's fantastic. Couldn't imagine anything better. There, I'm going to take a breath now. Your turn. Paul, like a hamster drinking coffee tonight. And we are. Lighting up the whole town.
Yeah. I don't even know. I mean, that. I think I think that there's, because you have, so we've been talking about living, you know, by faith, and then you talk about living with faith, and you have to have, you know, you have to. A lot of this is a decision on our part, you know, to give that over to give that control over to God, fully give it over to Him. And excuse me, the enemy is very good at doing whatever he can to hinder that decision. And I was actually thinking about, you know, we were over on our way over to my in-laws' place earlier today. And we drove by a couple of gas stations, and the price of gas out here has just been a roller coaster. It goes up, down daily. I mean, it went down like, I don't know what it was. It went down like 8 cents one day, and then 2 days later it was up 10, and then we go by the same two gas stations today and it was down 8.
Huh.
So it's just crazy fluctuating back and forth. And I was thinking about that in this context of, having faith and the uncertainty that that causes. It just something as simple as a gas price. And that everything, it seems like, I mean, we live in an uncertain world, and things are, especially right now, things are just kind of in a constant state of upheaval. And I think a big part of that, or the first step towards being able to give that control over to God is acknowledging the fact that yes, things are uncertain, but there is one thing that is, and maybe the only thing that is 100% certain 100% of the time, and that's that God is sovereign. And so once you get to that point where you can say, yes, God is sovereign, God is in complete control over everything going on, whether it's in my life, your life, the world as a whole, in the country, whatever, God's in control of all of that. Then those things that get in the way of, that those things that can create doubt about living by faith don't quite have the same amount of power that they did before. Doesn't mean that all of a sudden you're just going to be like, boop. Now I can go, I can be like a sparrow and just go do whatever and be all right. But it, it just, it lessens the power of those things that can cause doubt. I think. I don't know if any of that is making any sense. It's just a thought that came in as we passed a gas station, of all things. It's one of those weird things that you pass a mundane place or object or whatever, and all of a sudden in your mind you're going to these deep theological places, and it's one of those things that's hard to kind of it's hard to articulate,
Right.
but it makes total sense in your head, you know.
No, I hear you. I hear you. I'm glad that you can have a deep theological thought when you pass the gas station, because I'm much shallower than that. I just get mad. Thanks. Deal. So.
Yeah, moving right
No.
along.
But you're totally right, though. Yeah, moving along. Yeah. Anyhow. Oh, shoot. No, that's good because that balances things out. Because I'm like, if someone asks me about gas station, I'm like, you really want to know? But yeah, just stepping out on that big chunk of faith is just faith. It's just, I think that's what scares anybody the most, probably, is like the uncertainty, you know? Just like the gas prices. Is it going to be up today? Is it going to be down today? What is da-da-da-da-da. So it's just exciting. It's just a huge breath of fresh air. Like, in a world that you just talked about and that we live in, it's just completely upside down and inside out. There's people giving up everything they got and buying a trailer and helping people.
Yeah.
No questions asked. It's just absolutely, it's fantastic. And every fantastical.
Yeah.
They asked me to pray the other night, right before we had dinner. And I'm not the best prayer. I can pray in my head like a boss, but like, you got to pray in public. I'm just like, like, I right in the middle of the prayer, I just admitted, I'm like, man, I said this like word for word, and I couldn't believe when I said that out loud, I admitted it. I was just like, I am so jealous of these people. This is absolutely fantastic what they're doing, and this is what I want to do. I said that right in the middle of the prayer. I was like, but I was moved that much by these people. It was just fantastic. Right. They're like, you know, price of houses to the roof, fuel's to the roof, groceries to the roof. And you're just like, hey, we get your, you know, we've been called to do this and we're going to do it. Mm-hmm. You can't top that. You know, I mean, the price of everything can be sky high. God's going to take care of that.
That's right.
All day long.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I think too that, you know, you have to, now, there's got to be you have to feel the call or feel the moving of the spirit for any of this stuff that we're talking about to work.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
So, and that's something that I think a lot of Christians get backwards too, is that, you know, and this kind of comes back to a heart issue thing too. You know, your motivations in what you're doing is, if, you know, I decide, hey, I want to help people and I want to do this. And so I'm going to, you know, quit my job. I'm going to move to this place because there's a higher need for whatever, can be a good thing. But if that is, I mean, there's got to be a lot of prayer, a lot of wise counsel sought. And it's not something, you don't want to dive head first into a pool to find out it's empty.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, it's like for you and I, to where we sit right now, it's taken 6 years. It's just, this doesn't happen overnight, like you're just saying.
Right.
Yeah, you just don't, like you say, you just don't like, oh, I'm going to quit my job, blah, blah. No, if that's not God's plan for you, you're going to fail.
Yes.
You're going to fail. Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
And the flip side of that is, if you are feeling in any way, shape, or form, even just the slightest little, tiny little sliver of a bit led to do something like that, you better do it.
Yeah.
Like, absolutely do it. Like, right now.
Do it. And is it going to be scary? Be like, yeah, but then, like, you know, well, too many pull the bandaid off. Like, not that bad.
Right.
There's a lot of hype. That's about all. So, Yeah, I'm just over the moon about it. Like, I just, I'm telling you, man, in the past 2 months, I've learned more than I have in the past 4 to 5 and a half years. It's just, and I just keep meeting new people that are, like, that guy's called next level people, because, but I don't know, maybe they call us next level. I don't know. Oh. I mean, you take us, who, couple of nobodies from round up Montana, just like, you know, who could sing like no one's business, and next thing you know, they're climbing mountains and doing a podcast and getting my firewood, and who would have guessed? My goal in my life when I was younger is like, I'm just gonna, like, I don't know, all I want to do really is, like, this is probably almost 10 years ago, that I just told myself, like, all I want to do the rest of my life is, like, live in Montana and snowboard. I was like, just mind my own business. Yeah. Here I am, remarried, 2 more kids. I'm fired from God. Got, like, the best brother in Christ right here I'm talking to. just doing wild stuff. Podcast, cutting wood. I don't even burn wood. That's what blows people's mind. Like, you burn wood, too? And I'm like, nope, don't burn wood. Live in townhouse. Push a button if I want to eat. Boop. I just cut wood and give it away. They're like, you're crazy. I'm like, oh, am I crazy? I can show you crazy. He's about 3'6", runs around my house. That's crazy. Oh, man. I mean, and the testimonies these people have, dude, I think it just feeds my fire. And I hope if I can dump some gas on your fire too.
Yeah, right over here. Absolutely.
So, I love telling people about what we do, because they're just like, I did that about the firewood and the food stuff, and I'm like, hey, we do a podcast too. They're just like, their eyes lit. They're like, you do a podcast too? Like, yeah, it's awesome. It's fantastic. We have like 50,000 episodes. So, yeah. It's so cool to share with people. I don't even care about anything anymore. Like, during the day, you know, it's like, whatever. I mean, even with my new job, it's like, I mean, we work with these two other guys, and we're just like, one's actually, he's a pastor too. And they, I don't know, I said too, I don't have a church. He's trying to get, anyways, he's going, trying to go back to preaching. Anyway, so he's, they're both believers. We're all 3 of us are believers, and we just do construction now. I learned a lot, because I'm like, I want to be a floor guy to, like, an everything guy. So, and it's cool. And they're really helpful, because I'm like, there's some things I don't know. They think I know, and I'm like, I don't know that. I did not know that. How do you do that? Oh, I got you. Yep. So anyways, super cool. It's just, I don't even know how to end this tonight.
I know, right? That's the thing.
If you're called to do something, if you're a believer in Christ and you've been called to do something and you think it's absolutely cockamamie, crazy, Yahoo stuff, you're on the right track, buddy. Yes. Do it.
Yes.
This makes absolutely no sense. It will in about, I don't know, 10 years. Yeah. I don't know if it takes that long, but do it. Just do it.
I mean,
it's going to be wild. It'll change your life. Don't keep dragging your feet and wait for God, because God will beat you up to get your attention. Because that's how this guy was, isn't it, Nathan? Nathan and Emily, because he's like, I'm just like, thick. He's like, I'm thick, man. And I'm like, me too. I'm a slow learner. Took, 13-foot fall. He's like, yep, I'm with you. I got beat up a lot too. Just, it's like God took the frying pan to both of us, you know. It's finally like, all right, you win. I'm in.
Right.
Best decision ever. So, yeah.
Yeah,
what are my thoughts?
It's not, and don't expect everything to be like puppies and kittens when you're, you know, when you make that decision to take that step. And I think I shared this on Facebook, on the Trail Mix Facebook page earlier.
Yeah, I saw that.
Today.
When you said puppies, I was like, oh, yeah, here we go.
Yeah. Well, this one is, I mean, it's so good. I can't even put into words. This mentality is such a good mentality to have, especially when you're making the decision to follow God's plan for you. And, you know, I think God's plan, a lot of times we think of God's plan and we think of a straight line that's just constantly climbing, you know, to the pinnacle of whatever it is that you're doing, when in reality it's more like a lifelong roller coaster, up and down and up and down. And this is from a Facebook page called My Jesus Jam, and it says, be so confident in God's plan that you don't even get upset anymore when things don't go your way. I mean, number one, that's you're trusting in God's sovereignty, in his plan, and that he will fulfill his promise when he says, I do it. I work all things for your good and my glory, for the people that love me. And that kind of mentality eliminates my agenda out of his plan, you know, because a lot of times when we get upset when things don't go our way, it's because it's not going my way, it's going God's way. As long as you can hold on to that type of mentality that God, you are sovereign, you are doing in my life what you want to do for your glory and for my good, ultimately, regardless of what that looks like for me, I'm gonna go with that. I'm gonna trust that. And granted, I know that's way easier said than done.
Go ahead, totally.
But if you just gotta constantly be preaching that to yourself, and through God's power and the leading of the Holy Spirit, then eventually that becomes like a second nature where you don't even have to think about, you know, something didn't go right. Yeah. Oh, well. God's got this.
Totally. What's this afternoon? Where we got double charged for one of our internet services.
Yeah. You know? Yep.
I mean, that could have got handled completely different than how it got handled today.
Yes. Yes, it could.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
Yeah. So yeah. I mean, it's like you said, when I saw that double charge, that's exactly what I thought of. I'm like, don't get upset. Let's find out. Just find out what's going on. There's a silver lining here somewhere. It has to be. So, you know what I'm saying?
Yep.
So this is like, you can handle any situation. You can be all bent out of shape about it, or you can just be like, just ask a few questions and find out what happened. You know?
Yep.
So, God's not going to let you down. He's not.
That's right.
Pardon me.
Yep. Which...
So anyways, if you're called do something, do something.
Mm-hmm.
Say something, do something.
Yes.
Don't, I mean, yeah, that's fantastic. It's completely fantastic. You'll have freedom you never knew you had. Yeah. Do I have more freedom? I do. But it's like, is there a lot more like behind the scenes stuff that goes on? Oh, yeah. In my neighborhood. That was the last week. I was just like, he came home and I was just like sitting in the yard killing gophers. And he's like, is that all you do now that you're semi-retired? I'm like, semi-retired. I wish I was. I'm 10 times busier than I've ever been. You don't even know. I'm blowing some steam. He just laughed. Semi-retired. Yeah, I wish. Not even close, buddy. He's like, you're home all the time. That doesn't mean I'm not doing stuff.
That's right.
So, anyways, it's a lot of work, but it's so worth it.
Yes.
So, if the phone's ringing, answer it. God's on the other end. He's got a plan for you. He's going to take care of you. So if people check this out, here it is. One of the perks of having a wife that knows more than I do, and I can text her from the office. I just had it here. Hold on a second. Dang it. Here it is. So they're on the internet. I'll send you the link. But if you're listening, people, it's called At Heart Ministries. They have a Facebook page and a YouTube channel. Philip will get the information out. I will, because he's the man when it comes to technology stuff. So so check him out. And if you need something done at your church and you're in Montana, get a hold of them or get a hold of us and we'll get a hold of them and we'll get it figured out. They're super awesome people. They'll blow your mind. They defy the odds. It's unbelievable. I can't wait to see them again and meet more people like them. And I strive to, I say to be like them, but I don't know if I want to be like them. I like being like me, so. But it's just, you know, you never know what God's plan is for you, but if he'll let you know, hopefully before you get beat up. So, your phone's ringing, answer, people. Jesus on the other end. So, with that said, people, we won't see you next week. They won't see us, won't hear us. But we'll catch up with you after the 4th of July.
Yes, sir.
So, until then, remember, we love you.
God loves you.
Peace.
Peace out.